Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, remember by Ram Goldar, and today Masechus Baba Kama, Daf Ein Gimel, the seventh parak, Meruba. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara suggests that Tanaim dispute when an Eid Zomim is disqualified. Our Brisa says that if Eidim testified that someone stole an animal and shechted it, and were found Zomim about the Shechita, the Tanakama says the thief pays kefal, and the Eidim pay the remaining threefold payment. Riosi differentiates between two sets of Eidim and one set. And the Gemara explains he actually means a single set of Eidim, and is saying that if the two testimonies were given at different times, he agrees with the Tanakama, but if they were given Bebas Achas at one time, he rules the Eidusha Batu Miksasa Batu Kula. Testimony which became partially invalidated is completely invalidated. The Gemara assumes all agree Tochadei Dibur Kedibur Dami. One statement made after another within the time required for an utterance is considered part of the same utterance, rendering these two testimonies as one. The Rabban hold that Eim Zomim are disqualified from when they're discredited, so their edus of the theft remains valid, and Rabbi Yossi holds they're disqualified retroactively, so they were invalid Eidim at the time of the theft testimony. Point number two, the Gemara responds that everyone may agree that an Eid Zomim is disqualified retroactively. The Rabban hold Tochadei Dibur is not Kedibur, so although their second edus was invalidated, the first remains. Rabbi Yossi holds Tochadei Dibur Kedibur, so the first testimony is also invalidated. This contradicts another statement of Rabbi Yossi. He said that if one declares an animal, Tumur is Ola, Tumur Shlamim, a substitute for an Ola, a substitute for a Shlamim, both designations take effect. However, if he said Tumur is Ola and reconsidered and said Tumur Shlamim, it is only a Tumur is Ola. Because this seems obvious, Rapapa explained the case was where he reconsidered Tochadei Dibur, and Rabbi Yossi rules that it is not considered part of the same Dibur. The Gemara answers that there are two time frames of Tochadei Dibur. Number one, Kedei She'elas Talmud L'Rav, enough time for a student to greet a teacher, which is Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. Rabbi Yossi does not hold this time frame joins two statements into one. And number two, Kedei She'elas Rav L'Talmud, enough time for a teacher to greet a student, which is merely Shalom Alecha. Rabbi Yossi considers this time frame one Dibur. And pointing with you, Rav said that if Eidim testified that someone incurred the death penalty and he was found guilty, then they were contradicted by other Eidim, rendering their Eidus ineffective, and later they were found Zomimim, they're killed. Although their Eidus was contradicted before they were found Zomimim, Hachasha Tchilas Hazamahi, contradiction is the beginning of Hazama, Elish L'Nigmara, but the process was not completed. Rava brought support from a Braisa discussing Eidim who testified that someone blinded a slave and then knocked out his tooth, which would free the slave and obligate the master to pay for his tooth, and they were found Zomimim, they pay the slave for his eye. The Rav explains the cases where Eidim first testified that the master damaged his tooth and then his eye, which would award the slave the higher payment for his eye. Then a second pair contradicted them, saying the reverse took place, reducing the payment to that of a tooth, and the second pair was found Zomim. Since the second pair was immediately contradicted by the first, and they still must pay the slave for his eye, this proves Hachasha Tchilas Hazama. Abaye rejects this proof, explaining that the case can be da'avchinu va'azminu, where a second pair of witnesses simultaneously contradicted and also rendered the first pair zomim. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara suggests that Tanaim dispute when an Eid Zomim is disqualified. Abraisa says that if Eidim testified that someone stole an animal and shechted it, and were found Zomim about the shechita, the Tanakama says the thief pays kefal, and the Eidim pay the remaining threefold payment. Riosi differentiates between two sets of Eidim and one set. And the Gemara explains he actually means a single set of Eidim, and is saying that if the two testimonies were given at different times, he agrees with the Tanakama, but if they were given Bebas Achas at one time, he rules the Eidusha Batu Miksasa Batu Kula. Testimony which became partially invalidated is completely invalidated. The Gemara assumes all agree Tochadei Dibur Kedibur Dami. One statement made after another within the time required for an utterance is considered part of the same utterance, rendering these two testimonies as one. The Rabban hold that Eim Zomim are disqualified from when they're discredited, so their edus of the theft remains valid, and Rabbi Yossi holds they're disqualified retroactively, so they were invalid Eidim at the time of the theft testimony. Point number two, the Gemara responds that everyone may agree that an Eid Zomim is disqualified retroactively. The Rabban hold Tochadei Dibur is not Kedibur, so although their second edus was invalidated, the first remains. Rabbi Yossi holds Tochadei Dibur Kedibur, so the first testimony is also invalidated. This contradicts another statement of Rabbi Yossi. He said that if one declares an animal, Tumur is Ola, Tumur Shlamim, a substitute for an Ola, a substitute for a Shlamim, both designations take effect. However, if he said Tumur is Ola and reconsidered and said Tumur Shlamim, it is only a Tumur is Ola. Because this seems obvious, Rav Papa explained the case was where he reconsidered Tokadei Dibur, and Rav Yossi rules that it is not considered part of the same Dibur. The Gemara answers that there are two time frames of Tokadei Dibur. Number one, Kedei She'elas Talmud L'Rav, enough time for a student to greet a teacher, which is Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Umori. Rav Yossi does not hold this time frame joins two statements into one. And number two, Kedei She'elas HaRav L'Talmud, enough time for a teacher to greet a student, which is merely Shalom Aleichem. Rav Yossi considers this time frame one Dibur. And pointing with you, Rav has said that if Adim testified that someone incurred the death penalty and he was found guilty, then they were contradicted by other Adim, rendering their Adis ineffective, and later they were found Zomamim, they're killed. Although their Adis was contradicted before they were found Zomamim, Hachasha Tchilas Hazamahi, contradiction is the beginning of Hazama, Elish L'Nigmara, but the process was not completed. Rav brought support from a braisa discussing Adim who testified that someone blinded a slave and then knocked out his tooth, which would free the slave and obligate the master to pay for his tooth, and they were found zomim, they pay the slave for his eye. The Rav explains the cases where Adim first testified that the master damaged his tooth and then his eye, which would award the slave the higher payment for his eye. Then a second pair contradicted them, saying the reverse took place, reducing the payment to that of a tooth, and the second pair was found zomim. Since the second pair was immediately contradicted by the first, and they still must pay the slave for his eye, this proves Hachasha Tchilas Hazama. Abaya rejects this proof, explaining that the case can be a Da'avchinu V'Azminu, where a second pair of witnesses simultaneously contradicted and also rendered the first pair Zomim. All right, so now we go to our Simur Daf Ayin Gimel, and this Simur was suggested to us by Charlie Myers from Scottsdale, Arizona. He suggested that Ayin Gimel is a giant ostrich egg, a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. The giant ostrich egg timer that was used to determine if the Adim who were found to be zomim that a thief shechted a sheep testified Tokadei Dibur of their first testifying that he stole it had two settings, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Umori and the shorter Shalom Aleichem, and had a warning to all Adim inscribed on it that said Hachasha Tchilas Hazamahi. Once again in slow motion. The giant ostrich egg timer, giant ostrich egg, that must be on Daf Ayin Gimel egg. The giant ostrich egg timer that was used to determine if the Adim were found to be zomim that a thief shechted a sheep testified Tokadei Dibur of the first testifying that he stole it, which reminds us the Gemara brings the Malchus about two testimonies given within Tokadei Dibur and the second Adis as Huzam. So the giant ostrich egg timer that was used to determine if the Adim were found to be zomim that a thief shechted a sheep testified Tokadei Dibur of the first testifying that he stole it had two settings, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Umori, and the shorter, Shalom Aleichem, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that there are two time frames for Tokadei Dibur. Number one, Kedei She'elas Talmud Rav, enough time for a student to greet a teacher, which is Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Umori. Rabbi Yossi does not hold this time frame joins two statements into one. And number two, Kedei She'elas HaRav L'Talmud, enough time for a teacher to greet a student, which is merely Shalom Aleichem. Rabbi Yossi considers this time frame one Dibur. So, the giant ostrich egg timer that was used to determine if the Adim were found to be zomim that a thief shechted a sheep testified Tokadei Dibur of their first testifying that he stole it, had two settings, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Umori and the shorter Shalom Aleichem, and had a warning to all Adim inscribed on it that said Hachasha Tchilas Hazamehi, which reminds us, Rav said that if Adim testified that someone incurred the death penalty and he was found guilty, then they were contradicted by other Adim, rendering their Adis ineffective, and later they were found Zomim, they're killed. Although their Adis was contradicted before they were found Zomim, Hachasha Tchilas Hazamehi, contradiction is the beginning of Hazama, Elish L'Nigmara, but the process was not completed. So once again, the giant ostrich egg timer that was used to determine if the Adim were found to be zomim that a thief shechted a sheep testified Tokadei Dibur of their first testifying that he stole it had two settings, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Umori and the shorter Shalom Aleichem, and had a warning to all Adim inscribed on it that said Hachasha Tchilas Hazamehi. Alright, so now it's time for 4 Blot Back Chazara. Daf Samech Tes. So the Simur Daf Samech Tes is soot, and we often use a chimney sweep. So here goes. The Tznuin who set aside money to redeem the camera of eye, that the chimney sweeps covered in soot, chimney sweep, soot, that must be more daf samach tes. The Tznuin who set aside money to redeem the camera of eye, that the chimney sweeps covered in soot, improperly took, which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches that the Tznuin, discreet ones, would ensure that one taking their produce would not transgress camera of eye by setting aside money and declaring, kol nilka mezeh mechul al hamaos halu, whatever was picked from this vineyard shall be rendered chulin on this money. So the Tznuin who set aside money to redeem the camera of eye, that the chimney sweeps covered in soot, improperly took. We're surprised to learn that a thief who stole their set of musas for him from the thief who originally stole from them did not have to pay them kefil, since it wasn't considered in their rishus, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan ruled like a Mishnah daf samach beis amud beis, which taught that one who steals from a thief does not pay kefil. He doesn't pay kefil to the first thief because the Torah says kefil is paid for stealing mi beis ha'ish, from the man's house, implying, but not from the thief's house. But why does he not pay kefil to the true owner? It must be lefi she'ein b'rishuso, because it's not in his possession, meaning his ownership of the stolen goods is diminished. So that Snuyan, who set aside money to redeem the kam revi that the chimney sweeps covered in soot, improperly took. We're surprised to learn that a thief who stole their set of musas farim from the thief who originally stole it from them did not have to pay them kefil, since it wasn't considered in their rishus. Given the fact that they just learned that maaser sheni, which is mamon gavoa, can be redeemed after it's stolen, since it is considered in their rishus, which reminds us, Rav Meir holds maaser mamon gavoa, maaser sheni is divine property, yet le'inyan padiyah ukmei rachmanim b'rishusei, the Torah placed it in his possession regarding redemption, because only the owner adds an extra fifth when redeeming. The same applies to Kam Revi based on a Gezer Shava. Since the Torah considers him the owner of Kam Revi regarding redemption, although it's not legally his, he can also redeem it after it's stolen from him. Daf Ayin, so the Simur Daf Ayin is an eye doctor. So here goes. When the eye doctor, that must be on Daf Ayin. While the eye doctor tested his patient's sight by having him read the letters in an Urkasa, which is not valid, from Metaltalin, which reminds us, the scholars of Narada said, Lokasvini Urkasa Metaltale, we do not write a power of attorney for movable items held by a third party. This is based on Rabbi Yochanan's principle that an owner cannot transfer items which are not in his possession. Other halakhas of an Urkasa are brought. So, while the eye doctor tested his patient's sight by having him read the letters in an Urkasa, which is not valid, for metaltalin, and then see if he could spot the word davar between a picture of two edim testifying someone stole an animal and two edim who testified he shachted it, which reminds us, the next mission states, ganav al pishnaim, if one stole an animal according to the edus of two witnesses, v'tavach marcha al pim al pishnaim acherim, and he shachted it or sold it according to their testimony or the testimony of two other witnesses, he pays dal v'hei. This seems to disagree with Rabbi Akiva. A brisa teaches there were three separate pairs of witnesses, each testify that a new occupant used a property for a different year. The testimonies are combined, and the occupant is presumed the owner. Rabbi Akiva disagrees because the Torah says davar, witnesses establish a matter, bochatzi davar, but not a half matter. A testimony which cannot stand alone is unacceptable. So how then could separate witnesses testify to shechita, which is ineffective without testimony of the theft? Abai presents an answer. So while the eye doctor tested his patient's sight by having him read the letters in an urkasa, which is not valid for metaltalin, and then see if he could spot the word davar between a picture of two edim testifying someone stole an animal and two edim who testified he shechted it, a patient waiting to be seen was engrossed in an article about the case of a man who bought a stolen sheep on Shabbos by letting the thief cut off a fig from his tree, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if one stole an animal and sold it on Shabbos, he pays dal the hay. A brisa says he's patre, and Rabbi Bar Chama explains this is where the buyer told the thief, cut off for yourself a fig from my tree, and your stolen item shall thereby be acquired by me. Since the thief affects the sale through a Shabbos violation, detaching a fig, he is exempt from dal v'hei because of kimoy b'derabi minei. Daf ayin av, so the simur daf ayin av is a donkey going e-aw. So here goes. The donkey driver, that must mean we're on daf ayin av, e-aw. The donkey driver who saw that the thief who stole a sheep had a shliach shechted on Shabbos, obligating the thief to pay him dal v'hei, which reminds us. In a brisa, Rabbi Meir does obligate a thief dal v'hei for shechting on Shabbos, and the Gemara explains that the brisa's case is botoveh kol yedei acher, where he shechts it through another person. The shliach receives the death penalty, and the thief pays dal v'hei. The Gemara says that the thief should not pay dal v'hei because ain't shliach kodvar avera. Rabbi answers that dal v'hei is an exception because the Torah compares selling the animal with shechting it. Just as selling involves another person, the buyer, shechting could also be done through a shliach. So the donkey driver who saw that the thief who stole a sheep had a shliach shechted on Shabbos, obligating the thief to pay him dal v'hei, prohibiting the sheep's meat to him and others forever, since it was Maaser Shabbos, and Shabbos is Kodesh, like Hagdish, which reminds us, although a mission teaches that if one shechs on Shabbos, the animal is permitted to eat, the Rabbanan and Abraisa fall Rabbi Yochanan Sandu, who said about an intentional shechit on Shabbos, Yocho olamis lo lo acherim, it may never be eaten either by him nor by others. This is because Shabbos is called Kodesh, comparing it to Hekdesh. Ma Kodesh Asur Bachila, just as Hekdesh is forbidden in consumption of Maaser Shabbos Asurim Bachila. so too the products of a Shabbos violation are forbidden in consumption. So the donkey driver who saw that the thief who stole a sheep had a shliach shechted on Shabbos, obligating the thief to pay him dal the hay, prohibiting the sheep's meat to him and others forever, since it was Maisa Shabbos and Shabbos is Kodesh like Hekdesh, was comforted knowing he had at least received 5 half cattle from a thief who stole his ox and shechted it, and only admitted what he had done to his partner, which reminds us. Rava asked Rav Nachman, Ganav shor shel shnei shutafin utvachu, if one stole an ox of 2 partners and shechted it, v'hode le'echo mehen, and admitted his liability to one of them, exempting himself from paying the knas of dal v'hei to that partner, does he pay dal v'hei of the other partner's share if witnesses later testify to his guilt? Do we say, chamisha bakar amar rachmana? The Torah said he must pay 5 cattle, and this implies chamisha chatzai bakar, but not 5 half cattle. Or do we say that 5 half cattle are included in the Torah's penalty? He responded that one does not pay 5 half cattle, but later retracted and said that one does pay 5 half cattle to that partner. Daf Ayin Beis. So the Simur Daf Ayin Beis is a thick piece of birthday cake. So here goes. The thief stole the long knife that was meant to cut the thick birthday cake. Thick birthday cake? That must be more on Daf Ayin Beis. Of. The thief stole the long knife that was meant to cut the thick birthday cake to shecht the stolen sheep and the azara from beginning to end, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether ein lo shechita el b'sof or metchila v'ad sof regarding doing shechita of chulin in the azara. So the thief stole the long knife that was meant to cut the thick birthday cake to shecht the stolen sheep and the azara from beginning to end, while the children played spot the Adim Zomim game, trying to detect whether it was the kids who testified they saw the birthday boy steal or the kids who testified they saw him do the shechita, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Ganav al pishnaim, if one stole an animal according to the testimony of 2 Adim, but tavuk machar al pi, and he shechted or sold it according to their testimony, v'nimsu zomim, and they were found to be zomim, meaning other witnesses testified that they were elsewhere at that time, v'shalmin hakol, they pay everything, the entire dal v'hei. If the shechita or sale was established by different edim and all were found zomim, the first pair pays kefa and the second pair pays the remaining threefold for an ox. If only the latter pair was found zomim, the remaining testimony stating that he only stole it, the thief pays kefa and the zomim pay the remaining threefold. So the thief stole the long knife that was meant to cut the thick birthday cake to shecht the stolen sheep and the azara from beginning to end, while the children played spot the Adim Zomim game, trying to detect whether it was the kids who testified they saw the birthday boy steal or the kids who testified they saw him do the shechita, as the kid who was already out as an Adim Zomim was told, l'mafreya hu nipsal, which reminds us, a Amoraim dispute when an aid found to be an aid zomim is disqualified for subsequent testimonies. Abai says, l'mafreya hu nipsal, he's disqualified retroactively from the moment of testimony, and any testimonies afterwards are disqualified, because from the moment he testified, he became a Rasha, and the Torah disqualifies a Rasha's testimony. Rava says, makanu l'habahu nipsal, he's only disqualified from now onward, aid zomim chidushu, because the discrediting of an aid zomim is a novelty, dahad trei betreininu, because the contradicting testimony is really 2 against 2. Therefore, what reason do you see to heed the second Adim discrediting the first? Heed the first Adim who testified they were there. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we have the testimony of stealing and subsequent selling and shechting? And Rabbi Akiva's position of davar versus chatzi davar, that's on dav? Ayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we have machlokes about 2 testimonies given within Toch Hidei Dibur? And the second one is Huzam. That's on daf? Ayin Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which of the one about a thief who steals from a thief does not pay kefal to the original owner since it's not in his reshus? That's on daf? Samach Tes. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn? Hachasha Tchilas Hazamehi. That's on daf? Ayin Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn? Sources that Yehush is not Kona regarding Karbanus. That's on daf? Samach Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we discuss whether an Eid Zomim is disqualified L'mafreya or Malkanu L'haba? That's on daf? Ayin Beis. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we discuss about one who sells a stolen animal before Yehush, whether he's chai for dal v'hei? That's on daf? Samaches. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn? Rav says that a ganav that steals from a ganav does pay kefal if it was stolen after the owner had Yehush. That's on daf? Samach Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn about 2 time frames for Toch Kedei Dibur? That's on daf? Ayin Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we discuss doing Shechita of Chun in the Azor and whether Eino L'Shechita Elo B'Sof or Metchilo Asof? That's on daf? Ayin Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldthorpe from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.